Rockdale.
And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench. Thanks to Mayo Clinic Sydney, the original home and inventor of the All-On-4 dental implant system.
We missed Dr. Larry last week. He would have been in some exotic destination somewhere around the world, I guess. Which five-star resort were you
no,
in?
No, I wasn't, Steve. I was... We're talking about root canal fillings, of which my colleague Nima Ferdowsi does and I don't. So
You weren't on some tropical island, Sonny.
I wasn't on some tropical island. In fact, I missed you. The last venture I had, I was in Lisbon in Portugal with Professor Melo and seeing a few more new implants that have been designed, but yet hasn't been released to the market.
Now, when you are in Portugal... When you are in Lisbon in Portugal, do you partake of those wonderful local delicacies, the Portuguese tart, which they make there properly as opposed to the ones that we make here?
Yeah, absolutely. They're unbelievable. In fact, it was Dr. Melo's birthday, would you believe? And he has a winery, a beautiful winery, which happens to be next door to Jose Mourinho's house in just out of Lisbon.
Average little suburb?
Average. No, it's actually in the countryside. So it was his birthday. So he had 50 Chinese, the colleagues there, who, because of starting up, Mayo Clinic starting up in China, so had 50 colleagues there. So I was there and back in 4 days and spent a day operating. So that's not really much of a holiday. And one evening at the winery.
I'm tipping Dr. Mayo's house is not a bad little spot.
Well, you know what, actually, this is the winery, he doesn't live there. Mm-hmm. He actually lives on the top floor of his clinic, 17-story clinic, so it'd be like having one wing of the Royal Melbourne Hospital, I guess, at the top, so you never really escape from your work.
He's a real character, there's no doubt about that. Exactly. We're going to talk tonight about medications and what that might do to your teeth. Can I ask you, because someone once told me, and I don't know whether we can, well, I suppose we can say this, that Listerine's not great for the enamel on your teeth.
No, it's so bad for the enamel on your teeth. It's what actually happens is all those sorts of things, Listerine, plaques, all those.
We're not picking on Listerine, just any mouthwash.
No, but all those mouthwashes, what they can do, that a lot of them have alcohol in it. And alcohol, obviously, is not good for, you know, your tissues, can dry them out. It's also the fact that what happens, they work by changing the bacteria. They're antibacterial. They change the bacterial flora in your mouth. So people who are on them often come in with stains on their teeth because they've been using so much of the mouthwash that certain, you know, everybody's got a certain type of bacteria in your mouth. And it actually gets changed by these. So you get staining on your teeth. So it doesn't inherently change the enamel like permanently, but you do get stains on your teeth.
What about some of these other drugs that you might be taking prescribed to you? Can they also cause problems?
Yeah, look, there's a multitude of things, and I guess really the overview of it is, and when you if you're getting symptoms like something in your mouth, and you can get dry mouth with certain drugs, you can get swelling of the gums with certain drugs, and you know there's some erosive conditions which are we see and conditions that probably wouldn't mean much to people called lichen planus, pemphigoid, pemphigus, lupus erythematosus. They're all basically diseases that people can get which actually cause erosions of the soft tissue or the gums. And there are some drugs, you know, and you actually, if you actually go on, be very good if you actually look up Medscape, Medscape, and that gives you a list of all the things that people can see, and some of the drugs, antihistamines, you know, been related to causing some of these sorts of things, even some antibiotics, some of the anti-alcoholism drugs like cyanamide. There's a whole list of things that people go on. So, I'd make a suggestion that, you know, if you're getting things like swelling of the gums, or you're getting significant ulceration of the gums, you're getting a very dry mouth, then it'd be worth speaking to your GP and saying, do these drugs have any side effects which, you know, are causing these things?
And I guess obviously, with some of those things, though, there's not much you can do.
No, look, some of those drugs you need for whichever way you go, but you know, which if you have a condition, but there's always usually an alternative drug you can use which may not have those. So it'd be, I would think, something that you would talk to your dentist about, who could then relate it back to your GP, and they could work together to get to come up with something that's better. Now, if there's something that we can't change to, then maybe we've got to look at something, you know, as a sort of a supplementary sort of thing, whether if it's dry mouth, giving some of the material to stimulate saliva and those sorts of things.
Great advice, Larry. Talk to you next week, mate. Thanks,
Stephen. Good to speak to you, mate.
Cheers. Dr. Larry Bench from the Molo Street Clinic in Sydney, 4 minutes to 10.